We are here with Paul Zammit of the Toronto Botanical Garden. And Tara's with me as well. Say hi, Tara.
Hi.
And we're talking pollinators. And Paul, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Are you kidding? It's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, you are a celebrity
in
the Canadian gardening world. And especially when it comes to pollinators, you have a firm stance on getting these guys into your garden. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I've always believed in inviting guests in the garden. And I don't mean just other gardeners. It's the creatures that you can bring in. And I think what's really exciting is with people realizing the situation that a lot of pollinators are in, it's changing how we shop. So now when we pick up a plant, Nikki, and it's really neat because we look at it and think of what is this plant going to do for the garden? So no longer is it just about the aesthetics, but it's what it can do to bring in plants into the garden. So if Tara's out there picking a sedum, you know, yes, it's a drought tolerant, so resource responsible, but it also invites the bees. And I'm finding what's interesting is it's a wide range of people who are asking questions about it. So the message of the need to support the pollinators is important, but now it's what we can do in selecting the plants. And I like that we're getting to the point, it's not just about the flowers, it's other components of a plant. Red buds for the holes in the leaves. What we used to think of as a problem in the garden now shows a sign of a healthy garden, because that's leafcutter bee, and we don't need to do anything. In fact, we should be celebrating that.
Exactly, and here at Canada Blooms, where we are right now, the Toronto Botanical Garden booth, tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's been months and months of lots of fun work, but we're really trying to celebrate what you can do in small spaces with regards to pollinators, and also with edibles, and two very key timely things. I always like to make my reference to parsley. You know, we know how good it is for you and great for cooking purposes. I like to use it for floral design. But the value of adding this plant in your garden, because it's an important food source for swallowtail butterflies. And what I find amazing, even in our small garden, we see it at the Toronto Botanic Garden regularly, but even in my home garden, you find swallowtails on there. So it's again, changing the role of a plant. And at the gardens, we're really trying to remind people that it's not only about just honeybees, which everyone seems to be concentrating on. So what we did in our booth, we've got a solitary bee house for the leafcutter bees or for the mason bees. And it's really engaging in conversation, because people are like, where does the honey come from? And they don't even realize that there are other types of bees out there.
And do you find people coming to your booth at Canada Blooms are curious about other types of pollinators? Are they asking you guys questions?
Well, certainly the questions are there. For example, with the solitary house, I don't think that they know, they're asking about pollinators, but I don't think that they know how many different types of pollinators are out there. And one lady I was talking to today didn't even realize things like butterflies, the role that they play, or hummingbirds. So I think that the word is getting out there about pollinators, still an emphasis on bees, but I think fortunately, we have our work cut out for us, which is great because it's what we love to do, to let them know what they can do in their garden spaces.
That's exciting.
Absolutely.
Very.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time today, Paul. This is great.
Thank you. I feel like I've hogged it all.
No, are you kidding? This is what we want. Thank you so much. Again, Paul Zammit, Toronto Botanical Garden. And they can find you on Twitter and Facebook, of course, and the website.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll be back. Thanks very much.
Thank you, guys. So this is a podcast. Have I done my first podcast?